O daughters of Zion, O Abraham.
Hello, this is Pastor Brandon, and this is our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek Him together as a family of families through His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 50, 7 through 15, Leviticus 11, 1 through 28, and Mark 3, 20 through 35. We'll be starting in Psalm 50, 7 through 15. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel. I will testify against you. I am God, your God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you. Your burnt offerings are continually before me. I will not accept a bull from your house or goats from your folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know all the birds of the hills, and all that moves in the field is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world and its fullness are mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and perform your vows to the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Leviticus 11, 1 through 28. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying to them, speak to the people of Israel, saying, these are the living things that you may eat among all the animals that are on the earth, whatever parts the hoof and is cloven-footed, and choose the cud among the animals you may eat. Nevertheless, among those that chew the cud or part the hoof, you shall not eat these. The camel, because it chews the cud but does not part the hoof, is unclean to you. And the rock badger, because it chews the cud but does not part the hoof, is unclean to you. And the hare, because it chews the cud but does not part the hoof, is unclean to you. And the pig, because it parts the hoof and is cloven-footed but does not chew the cud, is unclean to you. You shall not eat any of their flesh, and you shall not touch their carcasses. They are unclean to you. These you may eat of all that are in the waters, everything in the waters that has fins and scales, whether in the seas or in the rivers you may eat. But anything in the seas or the rivers that does not have fins and scales, of the swimming creatures in the waters and of the living creatures that are in the waters, is detestable to you. You shall regard them as detestable. You shall not eat any of their flesh, and you shall detest their carcasses. Everything in the water that does not have fins and scales is detestable to you. And these you shall detest among the birds. They shall not be eaten. They are detestable. The eagle, the bearded vulture, the black vulture, the kite, the falcon of any kind, every raven of any kind, the ostrich, the nighthawk, the seagull, the hawk of any kind, the little owl, the cormorant, the short-eared owl, the barn owl, the tawny owl, the carrion vulture, the stork, the heron of any kind, the hapui, and the bat. All winged insects that go on all fours are detestable to you. Yet among the winged insects that go on all fours, you may eat those that have jointed legs above their feet, with which to hop on the ground. Of them you may eat the locust of any kind, the bald locust of any kind, the cricket of any kind, the grasshopper of any kind. But all the winged insects that have 4 feet are detestable to you. And by these you shall become unclean. Whoever touches their carcass shall be unclean until the evening. And whoever carries any part of their carcass shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. Every animal that parts the hoof but is not cloven-footed or does not chew the cud is unclean to you. Everyone who touches them shall be unclean, and all that walk on their paws among the animals that go on all fours are unclean to you. Whoever touches their carcasses shall be unclean until the evening, and he who carries their carcasses shall wash his clothes and be unclean until the evening. They are unclean to you. Mark 3:20-35. Then he went home, and the crowd gathered again, so that they could not even eat. And when his family heard it, they went out to seize him, for they were saying, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem were saying, "He is possessed by Beelzebub, and by the prince of demons. He cast out the demons." And he called them to him and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but is coming to an end. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his good unless he first binds the strong man. Then indeed he may plunder his house. Truly I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the children of man. And whoever blasphemes they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they were saying he has an unclean spirit." And his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. And a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you." And he answered them, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking about at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." This is the word of the Lord and our readings for Wednesday, April 15th from our daily reading plan, Seek Him. Now, we talked about this particular thing when we were in the Gospel of Matthew, but just in case you weren't able to listen to that particular episode, I'd like to talk about it again. What is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit? What is the sin that can never be forgiven? In particular, Mark clues us in more than Matthew does. It says in verse 30, "For they were saying he has an unclean spirit." They were witnessing the work of the Holy Spirit right before them in front of their eyes. And here they are saying, "He's Beelzebub, he's possessed by a demon." And when we attribute the work of God's Holy Spirit to the devil, that is what the Gospels are getting at, is blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. That is what this means whenever Jesus says this. Now, as we turn back to Leviticus, though, I do want to talk about clean, unclean, because we're going to get into this theme in Leviticus, because there's a lot about purity laws that are coming up. In particular, it starts with animals. What is good to eat? What's not good to eat? And what does it mean to become unclean? To become unclean doesn't mean that you've become sinful. It just means you're unclean and you have to go through the proper rituals or proper time period to be restored to a place of cleanliness. And this is something that we're going to see time and time again from here on in Leviticus, this differentiation between clean and unclean. Understand that when we're reading this, we're not talking about sinful and not sinful. We're talking about clean and unclean. To be unclean doesn't mean you are sinful. It just means you're unclean. And what's absolutely amazing is when we actually look at some of the things that the Israelites were instructed to not eat, and then the other things they were instructed to eat, God is prescribing them a healthy diet. And isn't that just like God to know exactly what we need to eat? Exactly what we need to eat and drink, and exactly what we need to do to live healthy, holistic lives. Isn't that just like God? For he is God, and he truly knows what is best. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.